From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The National Football League is suspending New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady for the first four games of the season without pay. An investigation into the scandal dubbed Deflategate, finding the Super Bowl-winning Patriots violated NFL rules, and it was, quote, more probable than not that Brady was aware that footballs were deflated before the AFC Championship game. Four-game suspension is for violating the NFL policy on the integrity of the game. The team will also be fined $1 million and will forfeit its 2016 first-round and 2017 fourth-round selection in the NFL draft. Both sides have rested in the penalty phase of the trial of the man convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jack Lepiar says more.
The defense's final witness gave jurors something they have not seen throughout the more than two-month-long trial: a sign of possible remorse from Jahar Tsarnaev. Sister Helen Prejean, a prominent death penalty opponent and author of Dead Man Walking, told the court she's met with Tsarnaev five times over the past 2 months. Prejean testified that Tsarnaev told her no one deserves to suffer like victims of the marathon bombings did. Closing arguments in the case are scheduled for Wednesday. Then jurors will decide whether Tsarnaev is sentenced to death or life in prison without parole. For NPR News, I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston.
Secretary of State John Kerry is traveling to Russia just days after skipping a military parade in Moscow to show America's displeasure with Russia's actions in Ukraine. NPR's Michelle Kellman tells us why.
Kerry is planning to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin during a brief stop Tuesday in the Russian Black Sea resort town of Sochi before heading to a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Turkey. The State Department says Kerry wants to maintain direct lines of communication with Russian leaders and discuss Iran, Syria, and Ukraine. Kerry has met numerous times with Russia's foreign minister but hasn't had the chance to sit down with Putin since the conflict in Ukraine began. Russia blames the Obama administration for the downturn in relations. The U.S. has tried to isolate Russia over its actions in Ukraine while trying to work with Moscow on Iran and Syria. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In the tiny town of Van, Texas, the cleanup is underway after a tornado touched down there over the weekend. The twister, one of nearly two dozen that battered small communities in Texas and Arkansas. Volunteer Ryan Cooley's helping out with his chainsaw.
There's definitely a vital tool today out on these streets. It's a horrific scene out here. And if there's anything anybody can do to help, it's getting all this debris out of the way.
Kimberly Shane's house was destroyed, though she says at least one memento made it through the storm.
My Mother's Day flower survived.
At least one thing's all right.
Searchers now say five of eight people who were initially listed as unaccounted for have been located. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 85 points. This is NPR. An attorney representing George Zimmerman says his client was not seriously injured after being involved in a shooting today. Attorney Don West says a bullet missed Zimmerman's head in the Orlando suburb of Lake Mary, Florida, though he says his client was sprayed with glass from his vehicle's windshield. Zimmerman was acquitted in the 2013 fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teen. That acquittal sparked protest and a national debate on race relations. In Liberia today, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf held a public ceremony to mark the official end of the Ebola outbreak in her country and to honor the thousands of Liberians who died from the disease. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Monrovia, where Liberians danced in the streets.
Many here say that during the darkest days of the Ebola outbreak last year, they questioned whether Liberia would ever be free of the disease. Today, Liberians let loose, celebrating the end of a terrifying outbreak. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who back in October pleaded for international help to save her nation, today asked Liberians to wear white to celebrate that their country is free of Ebola. Students got the day off school. Music blared from sound systems on the back of trucks. People danced conga lines in the streets, expressing relief and joy that this national nightmare is behind them. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.
Swedish automaker Volvo says it plans to build a new $500 million plant in South Carolina that the company hopes will eventually employ as many as 4,000 people. The company says its first American plant would be located about 30 miles from the port of Charleston and is expected to produce as many as 100,000 vehicles a year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.